Good evening, Belfast. You've tuned in live and local on your community radio station. My name is Vic, and I bring you this program every Sunday at 6 p.m. Local concerts recorded in Waldo County, Maine. This evening's concert is by national Scottish fiddle champion Sean Healy, who's from the Tidewater, Virginia area. He'll be joined later in the concert by Owen Kennedy of Maine, who is the 2021 Junior U.S. National Scottish Fiddle Champion. And they're accompanied by Beth Patterson of New Orleans, mostly on the Irish bouzouki. This concert was given May 19th, 2022, at the Sign of the Mermaid in downtown Searsport, sponsored by the Belfast Flying Shoes and hosted by Chrissy Fowler. We'll find out more details later, but let's jump right on into the music. Thank you.
we're really glad to be here today in Searsport with you. We've been all over Maine at this point. Still got a few more to go. It's been great to be back in Maine. Can't keep me away for too long. I've been coming back every year since 2014 when I first came to Maine for the Acadia Trad Festival up in Bar Harbor. So yeah, that was a set of jigs, mostly from Ireland. The last one was a more modern tune written by Charlie Lennon called The Dawn Chorus. We really love that one. So we're going to go on with a set of polkas. The first one is a really great one that Beth wrote. And then the last one was written by Liz Carroll. It's called The Bike to Ballyhale. And all I can say about that is you can tell that it must have been a bumpy ride. And I'll let Beth tell you about the polka she wrote.
Well, it's one that I wrote for when I was back in college for one of my colleagues.
Of Scotland, who makes some mistakes when he was young and decides to go become a soldier in England, and then they send him off to some really bad battles in Holland and French Flanders, and his superior officer apparently treats him very badly, so he decides to desert, and he goes back to England and becomes a notorious highwayman. So this is a wonderful tune from the Scottish Borders called Allantine of Harrow.
Thank you. come from poor Bolotons, folks near to the hills of Yarrow. Forgetting all the maid with child, for England I sailed over. I left me parents and became a wild and daring rover. Straight to London I did go, where I became a soldier, resolved to fight Britannia's foes. No sergeant at arms was bolder. They shipped me to a foreign shore, where the cannons loud did rattle. Believe me, boys, I do not boast how I behaved in battle. Many's the battle I fought in Holland and French Flanders. I always fought with the courage keen, led on by brave commanders. But a cruel ensign called me out, and I was flogged and carted. Oh, cruel the usage that I got, and so I soon deserted. Straight to England I set sail, as fast as wind could keep me. Resolved that of my liberty, that no one should deprive me. I stepped into the woods by night, by all my friends forsaken. I dare not walk the roads by day, for fear I should be taken. Likewise able-bodied, I robbed Lord Lowndes on the king's highway with pistols heavy loaded. I clapped the pistols to his breast, which set his heart on quiver. £500 in ready gold to me he did deliver. With part of my new store of wealth, I bought a famous gelding that over a five-bar gate could jump. I bought him from Ned Fielding. Lord Arkinstone into his coach I robbed at Covent Garden, and 2 hours later that same night I robbed the Earl of Warren. One night I robbed a Turnham Green, a revenue collector, and what I got I gave it to a widow to protect her. I always rob the rich and great, to rob the poor I scorned. And now in iron chains I'm bound, into my dowel I boarded. It's now in Newgate I'm confined, and by the laws convicted, to hang on Tyburn's trees my fate, at which I'm much affrighted. Farewell, me friends and countrymen, and me native hills of Yarrow. Kind providence shall test the soul of a Valentine of Arrow. Farewell, me friends and countrymen, and me native hills of Yarrow. Kind providence shall test the soul of a Valentine.
Artifacts, but a song called Early Grace that I wrote. And I did what I typically do when I'm trying to process snarky feelings. I go, I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna write a song and then you'll really feel sorry. Except I didn't quite say it in that tone of voice. And goes into a slip polka, which is a sort of tune that Steve Cooney, wonderful, iconic, legendary guitar player, came up with the concept of combining the slip jig and the polka. I named it Bob Ross, forgetting about the guy who paints the happy little trees. There's another famous, less well-known Bob Ross. He's famous in Alabama. He's a famous Alabama fortune-telling chicken.
It's about a black cat that lives in my hometown, and we used to see him. The first time we saw him, he looked like he was about 30 years old or so, just really ancient, so much that his like eyes were starting to droop down. You could barely see his yellow eyes, a black cat. We would see him just kind of wandering around town looking really like he was the king of the block, and he would go in the sewers and do all kinds of crazy things. So we started making these stories up about him because he disappeared for like maybe 2 years. We first saw him in 2014. Didn't see him again until 2017. And there he is, still alive. And we're like, what? But he came back. So we started making all these like mythical stories up about him. First, we called him Dr. Midnight. He was kind of a stray cat that a neighbor used to feed. So we called him Dr. Midnight, and he became this legend, you know. So it starts out, the story starts out that he was walking in a graveyard one Halloween Eve, on Samhain Eve, and he's approached by Death, who says, Dr. Midnight, you have had a wonderful 9 lives, now it's time to come with me. And he says, yes, Death, I have had quite a life, lived it to its fullest, and I think I am about ready to go. But before that, how about we have one last game between us? We have a wee race and through the town, and we'll end up at the destination where I live, and you can't use any of your supernatural powers. You have to transform into an able-bodied young cat, and no teleportation or anything like that. And I will be myself, and you know, I can't move as fast as a young cat, so you should have a good chance. And Death says, okay, what do I get if I win? And he says, well, I will go with you, and if I win, I'll get a 10th life. And he says, okay, we'll do it. And so they start racing through the town, and Dr. Midnight eventually kind of gets tired and he slows down. And Dev thinks, oh, got this in the bag. So a bit of a tortoise in the hare story there. And then he knows the shortcuts, and Dev didn't realize that. So goes under the sewers, gets into the town, knows the blueprints, you know. And he gets out and he makes the destination before Death arrives. So during this time, during the race, or actually for the first bit when he's having the bet or the wager, that's the first tune you're going to hear. It's a slip jig called Dr. Midnight's Wager. And then during this race, you're going to hear a crazy reel that goes all over the place, chordally, melodically, and it's called The Race Against Death. And then finally, a very triumphant major tune, major reel at the end called The Tenth Life. And see if you can hear the kitty cat in the first tune.
Thank you.
You're listening to a concert by Sean Healy of Norfolk, Virginia, the national Scottish fiddle champion, and his accompanist Beth Patterson on the Irish bouzouki. The program is live and local. Back in a minute after a few announcements.